Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio CTAD, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I am the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 3 brought losses for the ATX, but Addiko Bank, S-Immo and Andritz performed well. News came from Kontron, OMV, Kapsch, Austrian Post, SBO, Vienna Airport, Andritz and AT&S. Spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these are the news of Week 3, Monday. Kontron. IT company Kontron expects an increase in net profit to over 87 million euros in 2024. Revenue is expected to grow to over 1,400 euros million in 2024. The company's provisional figures for the financial year 2023 indicate a strong fourth quarter and that all targets have been met, both for the planned revenues of 1,200 euros million and for the most recent net profit guidance of 72 million euros. CEO Hannes Niederhauser. The transformation of Kontron AG into a pure IT provider is a complete success. In 2023, we were able to increase our net profit guidance twice and we have almost doubled it in the last 3 years since 2021. Our order books are at record levels and we have groundbreaking product innovations in the pipeline. So, we are convinced that the 2024 financial year will be another very good year for Kontron. Kontron, weekly performance, 4.99%. OMV, the integrated energy, fuels and feedstock, and chemicals and materials company headquartered in Vienna, is undergoing a transformation as part of its target to become carbon neutral by no later than 2050. Some 40% of the planned annual group investments to support organic growth has been designated for sustainable projects. As part of this journey, OMV is investing in and collaborating with startups and technology frontrunners in the energy sector to drive progress in its low-carbon business unit. Some 5 billion euros in investments have been earmarked until 2030 in projects such as low-carbon geothermal energy, carbon capture and storage, CCS, and further renewable power solutions. OMV, weekly performance, minus 2.40%. Tuesday. Kapsch Trafikcom, the Spanish subsidiary of Kapsch Trafikcom has been tasked with the management of the city's traffic information and control systems of Vitoria-Gasteiz. The goal of the project is to ensure reliable and safe mobility in the Basque city. The contract is valued at 4 million euros and will be executed over a period of 4 years. Kapsch Trafikcom, weekly performance, 0.00%. Wednesday, SBO, leader in the manufacture of high alloy, non-magnetic steels, achieved sales totaling MER 585 for the year. Profit from operations, EBIT, also outperformed last year's results, increasing from MER 96.2 to MER 104 in 2023. With these results, the executive board will propose a dividend payment of 2 euros per share. SBO, weekly performance, 1.15%. Austrian Post, Österreichische Post, Austrian Post, and Plans or Cap AG are starting a cooperation for parcel delivery in Switzerland. The strengths of the two logistics companies will be combined to deliver parcels for Austrian Post's business customers in Switzerland even better and more efficiently. Austrian Post's mail order customers can now conveniently send their parcels to their recipients in Switzerland with a one-stop service, which will then be delivered nationwide by Plans or Parcel. The cooperation expands the range of options for delivery in Switzerland, which benefits both private and business customers of Austrian Post. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, minus 4.00%. Thursday, Vienna Airport, the Flughafen Wien Group, Vienna Airport and the International Strategic Investments in Malta Airport and Košice Airport reported an increase of passenger traffic in the period January-December 2023, to a total of 37,958, 240 travelers, comprising a rise of 26.2% year-on-year. Group passenger traffic in 2023 was down by only 4.0% from the pre-crisis level of 2019. The most popular vacation destinations for flights departing from Vienna Airport in 2023 were Antalya, Majorca and Barcelona. Bangkok, New York and Taipei were the top three among long-haul routes. Germany, Spain and Italy were the most popular country destinations. Fluff and Veen, weekly performance, 1.40%. Kontron, IT company Kontron AG announced the acquisition of 8,587,138 shares of Kadok SE, listed in the Prime Market in Frankfurt. The purchase price per share amounts to 15 euros. The aim of the acquisition is to expand Kontron's portfolio with smart solutions for renewable energies and other industries. To achieve this, Kadok's products are set to be upgraded with Kontron's software expertise and IT connectivity. Hannes Niederhauser, CEO of Kontron AG, with the acquisition of Kadok SE, we are expanding our presence in the high growth area of clean energy solutions in a targeted manner and also strengthening the aerospace division at Kontron with a Kadok subsidiary Nextech. The clean energy sector holds considerable potential for the future. Upgrading with Kontron software will increase gross margins by around 5% in the medium term, thereby increasing profitability at Kadok as well. Kontron, weekly performance, 4.99%. Friday, Andritz. To align its business activities even more closely with the markets served, international technology group Andritz has combined several of its environmental and energy-focused technologies in one business area named Environment and Energy. Its comprehensive product portfolio includes systems for green hydrogen, P2X, carbon capture, flue gas cleaning, solid liquid separation, feed and food processing, and pumps for various processes. Andritz, weekly performance, 2.32%. Aden S, a globally leading manufacturer of high-end IC substrates and printed circuit boards, has adjusted its revenue forecast for the current financial year 2023-24 to add a lower demand caused by high inventory levels, particularly for servers, as well as an unfavorable product mix and increased price pressure. Aden S expects to generate annual revenue of around 1.6 billion euros in the financial year 2023-24, previously, between 1 euro and 70 cents and 1.9 billion. The EBITDA margin adjusted for startup costs will be in the expected range of 25% to 29%. Aden S, weekly performance, minus 11.45%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday. Oh,